It is a Tuesday. What do? We visit with FHN, the FHN Dialer Doc program. Today we're visiting with the volunteer coordinator and chaplain for FHN Hospice. Jeremy Heller is with us here today. Hey, Jeremy. Good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
It's great to talk to you. You know, I'm sure that not everybody knows what hospice really is. Tell our listeners what hospice is all about.
Well, hospice is really specialized health care for people that have a terminal medical diagnosis, and that care is provided usually where the patient lives, whether that's at home or a care facility, and it focuses on comfort care and quality of life.
Jeremy, what are some of the biggest misconceptions about hospice?
Well, I think a lot of people think that hospice means I only have a couple days to live. Really, hospice is focused on living well with whatever time a patient may have left, and that could be days, it could be months, and so we just really try to make the best of what they have ahead of them. So.
Jeremy, what are some of the benefits of hospice care for the patients and their families?
Well, I already mentioned that the care comes to the patient, so it's, you know, provided wherever they're living. And then we also provide a team of caregivers that includes the physical care from nurses and CNAs. We also put patients and their families in touch with additional resources from the community, and that includes equipment, community resource like Meals on Wheels and VA benefits, things like that. And then we also provide mental support and spiritual care.
What are some of the special types of hospice support that you at FHN offer?
Well, the nurses and the CNAs are specially trained to work with patients with terminal diagnosis and their families, and helping them, you know, kind of train them and teach them how to help care for their loved ones. Our social workers that we have provide emotional support, and they're the ones that explore those community resources that might be available to a patient. As a chaplain, I get the opportunity to walk with people through their spiritual journey and support them however I can and facilitate their faith. And then we also have volunteers, and I coordinate that as well. And the volunteers are providing emotional support, and they commonly visit people and their families and provide companionship and support that way.
We're talking, this is the FHN Dialogue Doc program. We're talking with Jeremy Heller, volunteer coordinator and chaplain for FHN Hospice. Jeremy, are FHN providers involved with hospice care with you?
Yeah, a patient always gets to choose the doctor that will oversee their care so they can continue with their doctor that they already have if their doctor is supportive of working with hospice. But we also have a doctor that oversees our care as a medical director, Dr. Pedersen. So there's always doctors involved, and usually sometimes more than one doctor. So,
Jeremy, what about hospice? Is it covered by insurance or Medicare, Medicaid?
Yeah, Medicare benefits, Medicaid benefits, and insurance typically cover 100% of our services. Sometimes there are people that don't have these types of coverages, and they would have to pay for that themselves. But almost all the people that we see coming into hospice, it's covered by their insurance in some way.
What about volunteers? I assume that you are in need of volunteers with hospice?
Yeah, I'm always looking for more volunteers. We have a robust volunteer program that has all kinds of activities that people can get involved in, and I'm always taking applications for that.
What are some of the reasons that people volunteer? And then talk a little bit about the training required as well.
Okay. The reason I think most people volunteer is because they want to give back to others and help in their time of need, and they also want to use their talents and their gifts. And I plug volunteers into all kinds of activities. Like, we even have singers, we have people who sew, we have people that work here in our office giving their time supporting our office staff, and sometimes people just enjoy the socialization and supporting people by sitting with them and talking with them and sharing with them. So that's, I think, the reasons that people volunteer. We do have a training process that prepares volunteers to go out and do the various activities that we have, and that usually is a month-long process. And then I have ongoing training throughout the year to kind of support the activities that they're doing and keep them up to speed on all the things that are going on. And so that's an ongoing training process once a volunteer comes on board.
Jeremy, I assume that you with the volunteers that you work with, I assume that there's some comments that you get on a regular basis. Is first of all, maybe is why didn't I do this sooner? And then the other thing I suppose that you hear on a regular basis is I didn't realize how much more I was going to get out of it than what I put in.
Yeah, I think that a big part of volunteering is the benefit that you get, the joy of being there with someone. And I think that people are always looking for opportunities to serve, and this is just one of the ways that they can do that. So,
what about if someone would like to contact FHN Hospice for more information, either in terms of using hospice or volunteering, how can they do that?
Well, the best way to inquire about hospice or to inquire about being a volunteer would be to call our hospice office, and our number for that is 815-599-7240. And we also have a toll-free number, 877-873-3621. And you could also look at the FHN website for information and kind of search for hospice on FHN.org. So.
Yeah, Jeremy, I'm an elder law attorney as well, and I hear on a regular basis, I hear families after having a loved one in hospice, they just can't believe what they get out in terms of the hospice program, and I'm sure you hear that as well in terms of the families that you do serve.
Yeah, and that's probably something I should have mentioned earlier, is we're not just serving the patient, we're serving their family and all their friends that are around them through that process. And that is an ongoing process. Even after a patient would pass, we continue to support their families and offer services to them. So hospice is, you know, an ongoing process that cares for not just the patient, but their whole family as well.
Jeremy, great to talk to you. Great information. Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, Jeremy Heller. He's the volunteer coordinator and chaplain for FHN Hospice here today. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.